whatever you want. Toll free as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here in the studio with you tonight is Ian.
I'm Michelle.
And we'll go right back into your phone calls. Then coming up, the news about, this is the big news of the day from New York City with a shooting going on there. We'll tell you about that in case you haven't heard. And but first, Jason is on the line in Utah. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, you were making a statement right before we went to break about the government education system, and we had to jump into the news. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, pretty much I don't like to use the term, but lady that was making the reference about, ooh, it's harmful to secondhand smoke. Well, secondhand smoke may or may not be harmful, but secondhand stupid definitely is. And not only are kids exposed to secondhand stupid, they're getting it firsthand through the schooling system. If people don't believe me, look at the system. We are becoming dumber. And the number one cause of death is stupidity, not smoke.
Hmm. Well, it's not just public schools. The Department of Education oversees private schools now as well. So there's they're trying to have a universal standard. And it has, you know, any time you try to have a universal standard, you have to have a common denominator. You know, I like, for example, thou shalt not steal. Oh, great. That applies to everyone, you know. And it's just a basic tenet to human interaction that is that's moral. So when you apply the same sort of idea to education, well, they have the minimum standards that everyone has to, you know, pass. And in fact, but as a result, people don't necessarily try to do better than that. And they don't seek to a higher level. And what's happening now is that there is a question as to whether or not they should have high school be 5 years instead of four.
No.
Yes.
And of course, the idea also of having young people forced into a government program, the National Service Program, that's another one that's on the table. So then when they're done with high school, they'll go work for the government.
It's okay. Because they're not people. They're just kids, right? They have no rights. People say blacks and Hispanics are the most persecuted group. No, it's young adults.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting observation. And you're absolutely right about the dumbing down factor. I think that, kids today are definitely, like, technically, they're brilliant, right? Like, they've been raised with computers from day one, so they're very able to do a lot of things that other generations
can't.
They lack
reasoning skills, though, that is more tactile than simply, you know, Googling for information, though.
Oh, yeah, and, looking at the way, young people write, I mean, it's just absolutely embarrassing in some cases. But there's evidence to show that this dumbing is not just a theory of yours, Jason, that John Taylor Gatto, who was the teacher of the year in New York State and New York City, has come out and kind of revealed the education system for what it really is, and that is a system designed to create a drone worker class that is smart enough to be able to accomplish tasks and do things, but not smart enough to, really kind of question their circumstances and critically think, question authority, things like that. And
think outside the box.
Yeah, and it's the Prussian system, and it's been in place for decades, so well over 100 years in this country, and it's a very, deliberate system of control.
Yeah, it's like they say, when the blind lead the blind, hope the directions are written in Braille.
Jason, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but thanks for putting on your show. I love
no
your
problem.
Show, and you guys are doing great work.
Thank you for the call, Jason. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Now, at the very end of the last hour before we heard from Jason, we were talking about, we'll get to the New York story here in a bit, but we were talking about spice and how in, Holiday, Florida, whatever county that is, Pasco County, the sheriffs have been cracking down. They hit 15 convenience store locations and arrested approximately 14 people. They're looking for another 7, including the owner of the convenience store. And, it may simply be that these owners didn't get the memo that these products had been outlawed. I mean, how many people pay attention to every single law that comes out of the federal government or even state governments?
I actually had a police officer tell me, well, in California, that they're given a faxed copy each day of the new laws and ordinances, and that they're sick of it too.
The police?
Yes, they can't even keep up.
Wow.
Like, we can't even keep up with what the ordinances and rules are that
right.
we're supposed to enforce.
Yeah, do you want me to spend all day reading your ordinances or actually going out and arresting criminals?
Well, criminals that commit crimes.
Yeah, right. When I say criminal,
when there's
I mean
a victim,
real criminal.
Yeah.
So, in this case, these people are not criminals. They're just convenience store operators. They're just folks that want to sell people the things they want to buy. And the fact is, they're going to buy them anyway, whether they can get them at the convenience store or they have to go online to order them through some company that's still selling them, still making them available. For instance, you could probably buy them from some overseas dealer and have them shipped to you if there isn't some domestic dealer that's still doing it. I mean, yeah, if you're in the business of selling spice and that's all you sell, so maybe if you run a head shop or something like that, you're probably more likely to get the news that it's been outlawed, right? That
sure.
the DEA and the federal government have basically created a prohibited status for this product. But if you're a convenience store operator, spice is just one of the probably hundreds of items
thousands
that you have.
Along with tampons and dental floss, you know?
Yeah, maybe larger stores may have thousands of items in them. Yeah, I mean, so you've got a huge inventory of products here. Maybe these raids where these sheriffs come into your business and steal all your product and then put you in handcuffs is the first you've heard of it. That's certainly a possibility, because these things weren't outlawed more than a couple months ago. It wasn't that long ago that this new law passed. So a little bit more here from the story. The sheriff's department is trying to make it sound like that these drugs are killing a bunch of people. Maybe they are. Maybe they are contributing to that. Our caller did say that he had some kind of scary heart palpitations, if you will.
Alcohol kills a lot of people, too, but it's legal.
It's true.
And cigarettes kill a lot of people. They're legal.
And it doesn't seem to be an epidemic. If you go and you look up spice deaths, it doesn't really seem to be like, you know, people are dropping like flies. So he goes, so a little bit more here about what they're doing. The DEA teamed up with the sheriff's department. They say the drugs have been linked to delusional, violent behavior, and in some cases, permanent psychosis and deadly overdoses. The federal, state, and local officials are working to regulate the drugs sold legally in convenience stores. And, well, wait a minute, legally in convenience stores. This story was written today, so I swear to you, these things were outlawed by the federal government. So maybe this article's author got their facts incorrect, because if they were sold legally in convenience stores, then why would they be arresting people for that? According to
this, I don't know, why are they putting people in mental hospitals for their posts on Facebook? You make it sound like there's a rationale
logic.
There, right?
Yeah. By banning some of the chemicals used, but some manufacturers simply dropped a banned ingredient and replaced it with a similar but still legal compound. So maybe that's exactly what they're selling.
Mm.
What the sheriff's office did Thursday was new. It doesn't matter if the banned chemicals were in the spice packets being sold at these stores, said authorities. In the past few weeks, undercover detectives went to these stores and asked to buy something that would get them high, and then these store clerks offered them spice, usually brought out from a container kept behind the counter. This is how the sheriff's office believes it can nab these sellers, by charging them with possessing and selling imitation-controlled substances.
Isn't that entrapment?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, because the drugs aren't supposed to be sold as something that can get you high.
Right.
Right? That's why these manufacturers have written on them, you know, this is only to be used for incense or bath salts or whatever.
Right.
So they've got warnings all over the packages saying not fit for human consumption. And so it's an interesting tactic. They're now sending undercover people in and asking just to get something that can get them high. The agency says that Arnako called it, the sheriff called it, a unique approach to pressure the store owners and employees. Quote, I would rather us go out there and attack the issue and then keep saying there's nothing we can do about it. We're going to keep finding a way to arrest these individuals. So it doesn't matter that they're not selling something illegal at all.
Revenue generators.
They're coming up with something. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here tonight, it's Ian
And Michelle?
Oh, speaking of those features, we've got listening options. We've got live streams. You can tune into the broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show, and they are available around the clock. 24/7, whenever you tune in, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live. And when we're live, you'll hear it live over at listen.freetalklive.com. Get a list of our over 110 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines are all available to you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. You know, I was talking earlier in the show about my experience going back down to Florida, where I'm from originally, to visit some friends and family back in the Suncoast area, and that I was struck by how many sheriff's officers there were all over the roads. I swear to you, every intersection I saw a sheriff's officer. Maybe I'm exaggerating slightly, but not really. Mm-hmm. They were everywhere, driving down the road, stopped in intersections, and it's just such a law enforcement heavy and law enforcement friendly kind of community where the law enforcement officers are revered by many and, you know, looked up to, and the, you know, the sheriffs have a status, you know, they've got a name. Oh. It's not like that here, in at least in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. Like, for the longest time, until he personally threatened me, I didn't know who the sheriff was. I didn't even know his name. So, but up there, it's like, sheriff so-and-so endorses so, you know, fill-in-the-blank politician. And, like, the sheriffs are right. Superstars. And they are cracking down right now in Pasco County, where a couple days ago they raided different convenience store operators across the county, arresting 14 suspects. And they're searching for 7 more. Now, apparently, now this is very interesting how they're doing this. They're going after spice and other drugs that are what they call these, you know, imitations, if you will, of real drugs, mm-hmm. the original, you know, cannabis. They're imitating
synthetic
cannabis.
Synthetic boutique drugs.
Thank you. Synthetic mm-hmm. designer drugs, as mm-hmm. they might be called. And what has happened is the federal government has outlawed a number of these synthetic chemical configurations. So the manufacturers just change the configuration, and then they ship out new versions of it under the same brand name. And the sheriff's office says that they're charging the operators of these stores with possession and selling imitation-controlled substances.
Even if it's not the owner, but rather an employee who, as you said, when the officers or undercover officers ask, is there anything that can get me high, mm-hmm. They are selling the spice, which you say is supposed to be sold in order for
as
it to
incense.
Be legal, it has to be sold as incense. And I asked the question, well, isn't that entrapment? And I actually
Well, no. I don't think it's because of I don't think it's illegal to sell it as a drug, because there are, if you look at High Times magazine or something mm-hmm. like that, they've always been selling legal highs.
Mm.
So it's not necessarily illegal to market it as a drug. I think the reason they market it as incense or bath salts is because then they can't be accused of hurting people, right? Like, the company can't be accused, hey, we've always marketed this as bath salts. We've always marketed this as incense. We've, you know, on the package it says not safe for human consumption. So that's a CYA for the mm. company. That's them covering their butt to make sure they can't be sued by people. Like,
so then what? So these officers, undercover officers, are going into the convenience stores and asking, is there anything that can get me high?
That's right. And then they will sell them the whatever drug, you know, spice or whatever it is they happen to have. I'll give you actually some of the quotes from some of the people they talk to here. So, but basically the sheriffs are, you know, they're trying to get around the fact that these are legal products. And the idea being that if I sold you a bag of oregano, Michelle, and told you that it was marijuana, that I would be guilty of this crime of, you know, selling some sort of imitation substance.
So how is that different than fraud?
It is fraud, but they've got specific drug laws that outlaw that. So he says, we are going to find a way to arrest these individuals. In one video released by the agency, Shrenik Demode, a clerk at a Marathon station in Newport Richey, told undercover agents that one brand of spice is like a bomb. It's awesome, he said. I'm dead serious. Trust me. The sheriff said another clerk used a different sales tactic, saying, I'm high on it right now. The attack on spice began months ago, with deputies hand-delivering letters to businesses selling the synthetic drugs, asking them to discontinue selling it. The agency also began a sticker program praising stores that had stopped selling the drugs. One of the sheriff's officers says that what happened Thursday, he hopes, is enough to end this. Quote, I pray that this push right here will convince these people not to sell this stuff and we can get it off the streets. But if it's not, and if they continue to sell it after this first wave, we'll be right back out again. And what I'm curious about is what will happen if any of these 15 or 14 people that were arrested actually take this to trial. Do they really have a case here? I don't, you know, obviously I haven't read the statutes in question, but if they're not selling something as cannabis, I can't imagine that they can get them for selling an imitation controlled substance. Because that's what those laws, as I understand it, were written for. If I sell you something I claim is cannabis, mm-hmm. that and it's not actually cannabis, that's the imitation of the controlled substance, not another product that is being sold as spice. It's not being sold as, you know, cannabis necessarily.
So haven't they made a general and sweeping law yet that is for intoxicants?
Nothing I know of. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're just bluffing on this. They're just basically, you know, the cops, there's no liability for the police going and arresting somebody and then having to drop charges later.
Right.
So they can totally destroy this business. They can, you know, arrest the business owner, arrest the clerks, and then later on, right before the trial, if one of them actually doesn't take the plea deal and actually goes to trial, if they drop the charges right before the trial, which could be a year from now, then that's that. The police department doesn't have to pay any penalties and the person's free to go at that point. But, you know, are they going to keep running the business in the same way?
And if it's under the DEA, under Homeland Security, under the USA Patriot Act, then the police and the justices are protected from any sort of civil lawsuits as well.
Generally, there is a sovereign immunity to that sort of thing. So
you're going to take me away from my family. You're going to destroy my reputation. You're going to, you know, cause me financial loss, and I just have to suck it.
Yeah, because you can't do anything about it. They're untouchable. And as they said here, they're going to find a way to come after these people. Because they're selling something that the cops don't like. That is not illegal, but the cops don't like it.
Your tax dollars at work to protect you.
Welcome to Florida. Now, I'm not saying this stuff isn't happening elsewhere. It's just that it happened to come across my radar from Pasco County. Your thoughts, experiences are welcome. Maybe you've tried spice. Maybe it's been a scary experience for you, as our one of our callers suggested earlier. Stuff's pretty dangerous. But just to reiterate, Michelle, your solution is absolutely spot on. Legalize, decriminalize marijuana. Make it so anybody can go and buy this. And I'm sorry, including teenagers. The idea that teenagers are going to stop smoking pot is ridiculous. And it's one of the most benign substances known to man. It's actually good for people with certain medical conditions.
Helps with the ADD, which is
at
epidemic proportions in this country.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can comment or bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of these airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, the shooting in New York City. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our live streams as well as the software that you'll need to listen in. Maybe you don't already have it installed on your phone. We've got different choices there for you, and they're all free. So go to m.freetalklive.com. And mailtojail.com is now making it possible to donate directly to your favorite political prisoners, like Ademo, using your bitcoins. You can donate directly to his commissary account or any other jail liberty activist with bitcoins. You can support mailtojail.com's great activism. They help you write to the people in jail. You don't have to know Ademo to write to him. He really wants to hear from you. It's a great thing to have mail to jail when you're behind those bars. So go to mailtojail.com. You can donate to them in Bitcoin. And this message brought to you by memorydealers.com. If you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and want to support liberty at the same time, you can get them at memorydealers.com. Shane's in Tennessee on the road listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Shane.
What's going on, man? Calling to talk about the story, the topic at the beginning of the show. I guess I'm listening to the show on delay, I take it, but I don't understand where this is going to end. You know, you can just deem somebody has some type of, you know, perceived mental disorder and just come take up the guns. I mean, where does this end? If a woman gets, you know, postpartum depression, are you going to come come thank her bands or.
Well, that's what they used to do with women back as recently as the 50s and 60s. If a woman had postpartum depression or she was going through menopause or just had, you know, PMS, you know, kind of thing, then women were deemed hysterical. And you know, back a couple hundred years ago, they would be burned at the stake. So, you know, as witches for becoming, you know, lunatics or whatever. So the government's always had its hand in, you know, criminalizing people's emotional states or whatever. But the fact that we can now see this because we're, you know, so well connected on the internet and everything, I'm not sure if it's happening more or we're just more aware of it.
Right. I know it seemed like about 4 or 5 years ago, listening to a local talk radio station back home, it seemed like some politicians were trying to push through, and I believe the NRA was for it. Just, you know, anybody that had any type of, I guess what you would deem a mental disorder, like if a child was diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or had depression as a child or postpartum depression or any point in life, if you've had any type of issue, that could be, I guess, part of the psychiatrist type realm that you could come take somebody. Or even they even included, you know, military returning veterans that got maybe a post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, I don't know where it's going to stop. You know, you guys took them from felons.
That's a great point, Shane, because, you know, these mental conditions, these supposed mental conditions, they are really heavily diagnosed these days. I mean, everybody's got some kind of mental disorder based on all the definitions of these things that are out there. And, of course, the state and the state schools and folks like that have an interest in diagnosing them, especially the pharmaceutical companies that are making the prescription medications.
Absolutely, the pharmaceutical companies.
Right, so now more people than ever have these disorders, which maybe they're not really disorders at all. Maybe they're just natural, and that's just how people are. And they just have different viewpoints or ways of learning and that sort of thing. And so, you know, if they can keep hitting people, as you're saying, with these diagnoses and then use that as an excuse to ban them from having firearms, that's a pretty dangerous situation for our freedom. And I'm glad you pointed out the NRA is in favor of this kind of stuff. They are not a gun freedom organization. Mm-hmm. They support a lot of the current regulatory structure. They support a lot of the 20,000 gun laws that are currently on the federal books. So, you know, if people support gun freedom, they might want to look into other organizations like the Gun Owners of America. I've heard that they are a much better, much more principled organization than the NRA.
Right. I've always learned my, or thought I was a conservative, but, since, you know, I guess Ron Paul, getting out there, you know, I voted for Ron Paul this year and just recently got, you know, turned on a Free Talk Live. And I really like the ideas, you know, that you guys are promoting.
Thanks.
And I can't say that I agree with you 100% on every issue, but I mean, I see where you guys, you know, guess that's, y'all don't seem to, I mean, nobody's going to see eye to eye on a
sure.
I don't agree with myself on 100% of the issues.
Well, you know, if you. As long as you're thinking about it, that's what's important. And if we can help people, you know, question their previously held beliefs and come to new conclusions, then I think that's valuable. And I'm glad you're out there, Shane. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Raymond is on the line listening in Pennsylvania. Raymond, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Michelle.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, Raymond, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, check it out, man. I work for this company that uses, like, crazy toxic chemicals. And it boggles my mind that the government's not trying to make these chemicals illegal. Like, one of them, the side effect is spontaneous ego abortion. You know?
Spontaneous. Did you say spontaneous ego abortion?
No. Spontaneous fetal abortion.
Oh, fetal abortion. The call's a little warbly sounding. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'll need you on a cell phone.
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone.
All right. So. What now? That this company made a chemical that spontaneous abortion? So a miscarriage, basically?
Yep, spontaneous fetal abortion. It's one of the chemicals we use here where we work, and I looked it up on the material safety data sheet. And I couldn't believe
tonic water. Tonic water can cause that, too. Quinine.
What's that?
It can cause you to have a spontaneous abortion. I mean, you can take belladonna. There are different things that, you know, there are herbs and things like that that women have used for centuries to, you know, to have a natural like a morning after pill, mm-hmm. so to speak, you know, everything up to, you know, you wouldn't want to do that far along or whatever if you were predisposed to do it anyway. But the fact that these pharmaceutical companies are being, and the FDA is authorizing the use of these drugs and deeming them safe because they've passed the FDA approval. And then, as you say, there are so many side effects. It really undermines your common sense and what you can take and do to your body.
So, Raymond, where were you going with that point?
Well, I mean, my thing is it's certain chemicals that, you know, cause, you know, like your blood to coagulate, you know, spontaneous fetal abortion, so on and so forth, et cetera. But they don't get too high. Therefore, mm-hmm. they're okay to have in society. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, the government seems to have a real problem with people getting high. It's fine. You can get S-faced drunk, and that's no problem. You can poison yourself on alcohol, and that's all right. But you know, if you smoke an herb that is on their banned herb list, then you're a bad person, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Raymond, thanks for sharing tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I asked on Facebook and Twitter a moment ago, how do you feel about spice and other synthetic cannabinoids? And, of course, Glenn responds that they wouldn't be needed or even exist if marijuana was legal. And I think that's true. The reason why that spice was manufactured in the first place was to imitate marijuana. And if you didn't, you know, if you could just go down to the corner store and buy a variety, because that's what would be available.
I like decriminalize instead of legalize, because I like
yes.
the idea of not just going down to the corner store, but, you know, just like you might come over to my house and I would offer you some rosemary or some of my other herbs that are in my garden, because mm-hmm. I can't possibly use them all, you know, be able to cut you off a bud and say, here you go.
You got to dry it out first.
Well,
you
but you
right
know what I'm saying. Yes. I mean, just the idea that, you know, it's to treat it like it's a weed or an herb as opposed to a controlled substance.
Right. I mean, how ridiculous is it that a plant that grows naturally in the earth is considered bad or illegal?
Right.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Still plenty of time for your thoughts here. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent, 1-855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love for all and all of me, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Last segment of this program, but you can take control of the airwaves anytime you want. You can do it here right now at 855-453. We still have room for you, 1-855-450-3733. But also tomorrow night, because we do this Saturday and Sunday. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join us anytime you want at freetalklive.com as well. And if you are listening at a local talk radio station and you don't hear the show all 7 nights per week, you can always call and talk to the program director and ask real nicely to have more Free Talk Live. Or, worst case, you don't have any Free Talk Live on your local talk stations and you're listening to us online, you can contact your local talk radio stations and, again, talk to the program director and ask them really nicely to add some Free Talk Live to their station. So freetalklive.com is our website, our number, 855-450-FREE. I'd asked the question on Twitter and Facebook a moment ago, how do you feel about spice and other synthetic cannabinoids? Rachel responds on Facebook. She says, why smoke fake when the real thing doesn't give headaches and poison your body? Graham responds, they're a fantastic example of how the state will sell you harmful drugs while continuing to break down people's doors for selling a harmless plant. And finally, Laird says, I feel as though there are many other things that bear an important discussion. I hope my comment doesn't seem brash, but we fault the lame stream for spam all the time. Well, Laird, I disagree. I think that this is an important discussion. We're talking about people's lives here, people who are having their lives ruined by this insane war on drugs. And it's the war on drugs that has brought us things like spice and K2 and the bath salts that, in a lot of people's cases, have created some very scary experiences. And some allege even death. So these are out there, you know, for somebody who has had an encounter with this, for somebody whose friend who has had an encounter or a loved one or a family member has had an encounter with this and it's been negative, this is a very real issue. And for all the people that have had their homes raided, their businesses destroyed by
reputations
these police,
destroyed
yeah, by these police officers, this is a very important issue. I just wanted to put that out there. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Now, there was big news. Like, if you went to any news site today, there's one story that topped the news of the day, and that was the shooting that went on out in front of the Empire State Building, according to the New York Post.
In the city where guns are illegal.
That is exactly the point. Guns, for the most part, are completely prohibited.
Yeah.
You can get a permit in New York City, but it's not easy. You basically have to be like an armored truck driver or a diamond deliverer or something like that in order to get a permit. This is what I understand. I've never looked into it myself, but from people that actually live in New York City, that's my understanding of how difficult it is. But, so, how's that gun control working out for you?
Right.
According to the New York Post, a fired worker gunned down a former co- now, listen, they've written this incorrectly. They wrote, gunned down a former co-workers. So it's either a former co-worker or former co-workers. Anyway, on a busy midtown street, then turned his weapon on police officers right in front of the Empire State Building. And in the ensuing gun battle, he was killed and 9 pedestrians were struck, some by the bullets from the police officers, which is adding much more tragedy to a situation than is absolutely necessary. The 9 a.m. mayhem sent commuters and tourists in a panicked scramble.
9 a.m.? So like the beginning
of
the work
day
where there's a lot of traffic.
From the jam-packed intersection of 34th and 5th Avenue, I wasn't far away from there yesterday. Bloomberg identified the shooter as Jeffrey Johnson, age 58, who'd been fired 2 years ago from Hazan Imports around the corner from the scene. He returned there today with a gun and waited for his victim, a former co-worker identified as 41-year-old Steve Ercolino. After fatally shooting Ercolino in the head, he walked down 33rd Street with a gun concealed and was confronted by a pair of construction workers who gave chase. At that point, and you want to talk about some brave guys.
Yeah.
Like you just watch some guy ice someone with a gun and you confront him.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, cops on anti-terror patrol drew their weapons on Johnson and he opened fire. This guy has a gun out and he's trying to shoot police officers, according to the mayor of the city, Michael Bloomberg. The cops unleashed a torrent of shots, cutting down the suspect and possibly hitting some of the 9 bystanders who were caught in the mayhem. One of the victims was on her way to Dunkin' Donuts for her morning coffee when she heard the gunfire and realized she'd been shot. She saw blood and said, "Who got shot?" and then looked down and it was her. She never even once saw the gunman herself, according to her friend who was also on the scene. I said, "Erica, is that you?" She was lying on the floor bleeding and she said, "I don't want to die. I hope I don't die. I don't want to lose my leg." In the ambulance, we were laughing about it on the way to the hospital, and there was another man, and he got shot in the butt. And I'd seen somewhere else here, they kind of gloss over it on this story, but there was another story that one of the Liberty activists posted on Facebook saying, like, that actually had the count of people that were shot by the police.
Right.
And it was significant. Like, a good amount of the people that were shot.
These trained police officers.
Right, these professionals were shot by the police. Now, look, I'm not saying it's going to be easy on a crowded New York City street to, you know, to get your opponent if you're a police officer without putting somebody else in danger. But do you think the cops had to draw down on the guy? I mean, couldn't you just follow him? Maybe see where he goes? Do you wait till he gets around less people or something like that? Do you have to jump right into it? I mean, he wasn't brandishing the weapon. He wasn't threatening anyone else in the area. So, again, neither of us were there.
Right.
We don't know exactly what transpired. So we're only going by what the mainstream media's
reporting.
View of this is. But you know who the suspect is, right? I mean, they
right.
confronted the suspect. So just
and he's on an island. He's in Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big place. There are a lot of places to hide.
Sure, but if two construction workers had, you know, chased him down, essentially, he's 58 years old. If you're a police officer, you're supposed
to... Yeah, he was 58.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, he's not a, you know, 30-year-old triathlete. No.
He's not Lance Armstrong.
Right.
And so, you know, again, a lot of reactions here from some of the people and their stories about folks. I don't know if anyone else who was shot by the police has perished at this point, but they did shoot a number of people. And it seems completely unnecessary. I get it that, you know, you want to do something, that this guy has just committed a horrendous capital crime in broad daylight in front of witnesses. I mean, you can't do anything on the street in New York City without there being witnesses in the, you know, the middle of the day.
Yeah, but in a related story, did you see the video of the man who was having a seizure? I think he was a homeless man, and he had a dog, And he was
Shot the dog.
Shot the dog in the head. And then they didn't even do the humane thing and actually put it down. It, and it was yelping.
Sort of died slowly.
Yeah, and the video was 9 minutes long. And there were...
Actually, I heard it didn't die.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it had ended up dying in the hospital, but I heard it was, like, in critical condition at the hospital. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
The video was...
Yeah, so it was 9 minutes long, and they didn't... The 10 or so cops that arrived on the scene, in addition to the two, not one during that 9 minutes addressed the man that was seizing.
Wow.
Nor did they attempt to, you know...
What'd they do, just stand around?
Yes, and then started telling people to, you know,
back
to move
away.
Along, move along, and they put up yellow tape and everything. But at no time did they even, you know, get down and... roll this man onto his side or check to see if he had hit his head or anything. Nothing.
Yeah, and you can see the cop blast that dog in that video. And I don't know, maybe the dog
as
did
a first
scare-
resort thing, though. Not
right.
even as a, you know, the dog was not, did not have its mouth on him in any way.
Absolutely true. The cops can make the excuse that the dog lunged at a lady on the sidewalk before lunging at the police officer. But again, if the dog doesn't actually... bite you and
right.
isn't actually, you know, like continuing to attack you. I've always suggested if a crazy dog's coming after you, give it a kick to the head or something like
sure.
that. Make it think twice. If it keeps coming, then maybe you've got a justification to actually, you know, take it out
right.
At that point. But cops jump right to the gun whenever they get the chance when it comes to dogs.
Yeah.
And I've seen more video than I would like to have ever seen in my lifetime of this happening. You know, one of them was a family that had gotten pulled over in Tennessee. Their dog was like a golden retriever and was wagging its tail and kind of jumping around and, you know, doing a happy dog thing because it doesn't know what a cop is.
Right.
So the cop takes a shotgun and blasts its head off.
Well, it was in the car with the family.
It had jumped out of the car and had sort of come toward the police officer wagging its tail.
To, like, lick it. To lick
likely
it.
Would have been a very friendly encounter with this dog. Yeah.
Oh, the cop lowers
a shotgun in front
everything.
Of the family with kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, you know, there's no shortage to these stories. The cops are, I think they jump too quickly to violence. And in this case, you know, people were shot in the streets as a result of this. Surely there was another way to handle apprehending this suspect.
Says here, he never fired at the cops, and the cops shot all
really?
Nine people.
According to what?
Logic on our chat room. Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Interesting. All right, well, we're out of time for tonight. Michelle, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Oh, I heard Michelle's going to be launching a blog soon, so I'm looking forward to announcing that.
Thank you.
When the time comes. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at fieldswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at fieldswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at fieldswithclubs.eu. No fields are hard to make use of this advertisement.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.